Morning, all. It's Jack. It's a little bit before 9 o'clock on this happy hump day here in Los Angeles. Sunny day, or so it looks out my window. So today, let's talk about email subscriptions and things that we need to be aware of on our blog. And where this comes from is a reader reached out to me this morning to let me know that my FeedBurner email subscription is not working properly. They went to the box, entered your email address, and then it said subscription service not enabled, which was news to me. And it's not their fault, but I've had it enabled for several years now. So I have to head over to FeedBurner and say, you know, what the hell is going on here, and try and troubleshoot it. But the real lesson here is it's a reminder that it's useful, necessary, and important to try and subscribe ourselves to the very subscription options that we offer our readers, because this is part of how we understand and see what's going on. It's part of how we stay on top of problems, and it's customer service. And I think the customer service there is important, even if it's just a personal blog, because, you know, what's the point of offering a subscriber option if it doesn't work? So that's one of the things that I'm thinking about here. It also sort of pushes me a little bit to consider whether I want to use one of the other subscription services out there. I don't know if I want to go to MailChimp or AWeber or some of these other email subscriber lists. I haven't done it in the past, but I have been thinking that it's probably time for me to really start working on a list. I may produce a newsletter at some point, I'm not sure. Some of that's just in reference to, you know, various things that I have going on here at the blog, not the least of which is trying to push and promote the book that I'm writing, as well as some of the others that I'm going to be working on. Obviously, it's going to be an opt-in process, and you'll have the choice as to whether you want to subscribe or not. And I think it's important for us to take all these things into consideration and just be aware what's going on and what options are available. So, I haven't quite figured out exactly what's going to happen with that yet, but I'm working on it. In the interim, I have to head over to FeedBurner and do a little troubleshooting this morning, like I said, and try and figure out why the hell this isn't working. There's nothing more joyous than knowing that you have some sort of tech issue. actually, the thing with me is I usually know enough to be dangerous, so you may notice that I'm one of those people who go tinker with my blog pretty much at any time of day. You know, in theory, you should do it at times when people aren't reading, or set up a staging area so that people don't see your dust and the ruckus you're causing, but that's not how I operate. Maybe if it was a business blog, solely business blog, I should say, I would do it that way, but I think it's sort of part of my brand, if you will, if you can have a personal brand, to just reach in there, do it, and let you get to watch and see the dust. That's okay with me. I think that I'm pretty happy with the redesign so far. I've done it basically all myself. Not that there was that much to do. I basically bought Genesis, bought their Child Theme Pros, and busy tweaking it and put in a new header, and been trying to do a few different things, but overall I think it looks pretty good. So I'm always interested in your feedback and your thoughts. Feel free to share them in the comments here, or send me an email at talktojacknow@gmail.com. And it's time for me to refill my coffee mug. So again, happy hump day to you. This is Jack. Or I should say, I'm Jack and you're not. Be thankful for that. And I'll see you around cyberspace right after I get my coffee. Later.